Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
Full of the joys of 2024.
They can't be any worse than 2023, can they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's pantomime time. I love this bit because it's the time of year where I can say, oh, yes, it is. Or something go, oh, no,
it isn't. Oh, no, it isn't. But oh, yes, it is.
It's what pantomime is all about. But it's one of those things. It's kind of a staple of local theatre groups, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I'm delighted it's still there. You know, you always are concerned in the modern world and the way things are going, but pantomime still survives in its true tradition and its true colours, and I think it's thriving.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and of course you've got Aladdin, your performance of Aladdin, starting at the end of this week and going on into, well, the end of next week actually. Looking forward to this one. Is it the usual sort of fare that we can expect of panto, or have you added an extra bit of flavour to this?
It depends what you mean as traditional normal fare. I mean, panto always has lots of surprises and lots of fun things. And I think, obviously, Aladdin is probably one of the most colourful, you know, ones out there because of the, you know, the costumes and the way it's set and the genies. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I'm just imagining how this can be done. I mean, I've seen some of the Oxted players' performances before, and hysterical and absolutely brilliant and side-splittingly funny is the only way I can describe those. And they were the regular plays. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine what you're going to be doing with Aladdin.
Well, you'll have to come along and see it, Tony.
I think we might actually do that. I'm trying to think where really we can start with panto. I mean, first thing I'm going to ask you, I mean, it's not you directing this, I know, but are you actually in it?
Yes, I am.
Go on.
I 4 years ago, after having played the parrot in Treasure Island, I swore I would never get back on a panto stage as my legs wouldn't take it. But somehow, I am.
Somebody's brainwashed you to get back into it, have they?
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm just trying to envision you as a parrot.
Yeah, exactly.
The mind is working overtime on that one. But anyway, what are you doing in this one?
Well, I am the genie of the lamp.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. That's quite a major role, isn't it?
It's pivotal to the whole show, absolutely. I mean, yeah. The genie is the one that makes things happen.
Yeah, is this an adaptation? Because Aladdin is one of those things that has been performed sort of so many different times in different places and with different interpretations. Or is it fairly true to the story with a little bit of local humour added in?
It's true to the story. I mean, obviously, you know, it's nothing to do with the Disney side of things. So you can't expect to see that because obviously that's all copyrighted. But yeah. It's written by, again, one of our locals, Clive McTavish, and this is the second year in a row that we've actually had one of our own team write the panto and adapt it. So it's very much in the traditional sense, but with some local nuances, as can be expected.
Did you have any problems getting any of your members to actually play some of these parts? Because there's the wonderful Dame Widow Twanky in there, isn't there?
Oh, no problem at all. I mean, obviously, yes, you've got Widow Twanky and you've got Wishy Washy. And, of course, you don't just have the genie of the lamp, but you've also got the genie of the ring. So you've got two for the price of one.
Wow, what's that? I mean, I knew about the genie of the lamp, but what's the genie of the ring?
Ah, well, that's the whole story. They have to come along and see that now, because that will definitely surprise you.
I'll get some tickets, I think, and we'll come up and have a look at that one. It does actually look like a whole lot of fun. You do these pantos every year, don't you?
We do, absolutely. And it's, you know, again, it's probably the thing that we were best known for years and years. And, you know, I'm delighted to say that, you know, the standard is pretty good. And, we, you know, we do very, very well on it. And I know it's well received in the Oxted area.
It's actually, I mean, we joke about this, but panto actually in itself is actually quite a serious business. Most of the actors that take part in it actually love doing it, but it's a very serious thing to get it right, to make it funny, isn't it?
It is, and you're right. I mean, panto is unique. I mean, there are people in our society that literally just do the panto every year. They don't do anything else. You know, they come along every year and do panto, and it's, you know, as you know, it's men dressed as women, women dressed as men. It's
very 21st century, that.
Absolutely. You know, it's very aligned to the modern thinking, but it's a unique genre without a doubt, and I think it's wonderful. You know, it's something not just for kids. I mean, everybody always thinks that the pantomime is for kids, and of course, there's a huge amount for them. But obviously, in the modern world, you know, you've got some fantastic songs, and we've got back our musical director Andy Raps, who's done I think the last five or six, and he's brilliant. I mean, he brings incredible harmonies, and he brings together some songs that you wouldn't think would fit, and makes them and fits them into the panto, and it's just wonderful.
I'm looking forward to this one now. Got to get out there and have a look at that one, I think, really. It's on from the 12th to the 20th of January. There are double headers at the weekend, aren't there?
There are indeed, but I will say to you, this first week is almost sold out completely.
It isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, literally, there's only seats for the second show on the Sunday. I'm afraid the Friday and both shows on the Saturday and the Sunday matinee are already sold out.
Wow.
So if you want to come along, there are some tickets left for Sunday. There are tickets left for the Wednesday and Thursday. And again, the final couple of performances are almost sold out. So if you want to come along, now's the time to get your tickets.
Well, anybody wanting tickets for this can obviously go to the Oxted Players website, and there is a ticket buying option. Or you can actually go to the Barn Theatre's website and get tickets from there, or Ticket Source. And for anybody interested in going, if you can get a seat, they're an absolute bargain price of £13. Now, I've got to ask you the question with regard to that. Your prices have been around £13 for a number of years now.
Yep.
And there's been a cost of living crisis going on. Don't want to get political or anything like that. But how are you managing to keep the prices at that level?
That's a very good question. It's a struggle. We'll be honest. It is a struggle. And, you know, we as a committee constantly have discussions around it. But we recognize that there is a cost of living crisis. And, it does mean that we actually have to, you have to get an increased number just to break even. Because obviously everything you do and, everything you hire and the electricity costs have gone up. So the cost of that, putting that production on have grown up enormously. But we are determined, as much as we can, to keep the price down as low as possible, because we believe ourselves really much to be a community theatre, and it's about the community. And if you price yourself too high, people are going to say it's just too much, and we want people to come and enjoy theatre. It's one thing, I think, that it's a good price and a nice price that people can still think, yeah, I can do that with a family.
Yeah, I say it's fabulous value for money, and the shows that you put on are so well done. They're of a very, very high standard. Well, the ones that I've seen, and I know you've had some success and some failures in the last year, but then sort of many companies and organisations haven't they?
Yeah, but I think the thing is, the funny thing is, you're talking about the price, though. Well, we have had people come and saying, it's almost like, oh, I don't know, £13, it can't be very good at that price.
Well, there is that to it. I mean, there is an element that will look at a price and think, oh, yeah. I mean, I was always told a long time ago that a fair price is what people are prepared to pay for it. And it was just an observation, really, that your ticket prices have been that level for so long now. One would expect to see some alteration, but anyway, that's a matter for your committee. The interesting thing for me with the Oxted Players is that the programme that you have for this year seems to be enlarged a little bit. You've got, apart from the panto, which is in January, you've got a half-term workshop as well.
Yeah, we have always been very keen to help out the youngsters. So we actually do two of these in the year, one in February and one in August. run by a gentleman called David Rowan, who does an awful lot of things in the theatre, and they are so well received. And it's, again, it's a real value for money for the kids. So for the half term weekends, they literally have a few days. He writes the show around the kids that sign up. It's not something that he sits there and go like, here's Alice in Wonderland. He'll actually put together a show around the kids, give them lines, and then they perform it to the parents and friends at the weekend. It's a lovely format, and you said we've had a massive case of the people coming back and doing it again. And this thing has been so well received by both the kids and their families and family and friends, etc. So it's something that we are very passionate about, and very passionate about keeping on as well.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it's something to actually get younger people involved in theatre and yeah. stage work and that, which is a wonderful idea, because the next thing that comes up is also in aimed at your younger members, which is a performance called Private Peaceful, and of course directed by the wonderful Fern Simmons, who did that show a couple of years ago.
Well, she did Romeo and Juliet.
That's the one. Was it last year?
Yeah, it's last year. So again, what we used to do was we did a youth show, because this is what we call the YOPS, the Young Oxford Players. We would do one every 2 years. But, you know, Fern's come on board, and she's actually did The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And then she did, said, Romeo and Juliet. And she's fantastic. She's, you know, she's really got the kids engaged. And so we decided we want to really give them a chance and try and do a show every year. Mm. Again, that's another big cost to us. But it's very important, as you said, to nurture the kids, give them an opportunity. And hopefully, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a sort of period where, you know, the kids come in and do the youth thing, then they go away to university, so we lose them. Yeah. Hopefully at some stage they'll come back and young adults and come back and things.
Oftentimes they will take that drama with them to university and get involved in drama groups there, and maybe some of them go on to professional theatre. I do know that much. But anyway, that's the younger element. For the senior element, you've got your first production of the year in May. A Daphne du Maurier piece that I'm not quite familiar with, actually, called September Tide.
Yes, indeed. I'll be honest, I don't know a huge amount about it. A very interesting play. But I mean, Daphne du Maurier, you know, the name speaks for itself. Yeah. So it's going to be a very interesting play. It's, again, it's something not, you know, it's not your standard Shakespeare or Agatha Christie that everyone would go, oh yeah, I know that. So it's something they won't necessarily know. I mean, most people think Daphne du Maurier and they think Rebecca.
Yeah.
And that's about it. But it should be a really interesting show.
Well, that's the wonder of local theatre groups, is that you can do these sorts of performances, and it gives everybody else a little insight into some of the works that these writers produced, but were not so frequently performed.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm. And then, of course, you've got a couple of other things. You've got your Summer Fringe, which we'll talk about at some point, I'm sure, this year. The August Workshop, which we've mentioned already.
Yep.
And then, for you, I would think personally, the bigger one, the biggest one of the lot, which sees you return to directing duties and a performance of Clue.
Yes, I'm really, really excited after this one. Obviously, following 39 Steps, which I did a couple of years ago, we are bringing to the stage Clue, which is an adaptation from the incredible film in the 1980s, which starred Tim Curry and Madeleine Kahn and Christopher Lloyd, Christopher Lloyd, who was in, obviously, Back to the Future. Yeah. It's just a madcap, crazy whodunit with the famous characters from Cluedo. So Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum. And it's, if anybody who saw 39 Steps and thought that was crazy, I call this show 39 Steps on steroids.
Wonderful. I've got to book me ticket now for that, because I saw the 39 Steps, and it was, as you say, absolutely hilarious. And I can imagine, knowing what this is based on, if it's based on a board game, which is essentially what it is, it's going to be absolutely bonkers.
Totally. Absolutely crazy. And it's you know, we're really excited about this, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And
that's in October. It looks like a very, very busy year for the Oxted Players in general.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, look, the pantomime, which is the first thing up, Aladdin, it's on the 12th to the 20th of January, and the tickets can be got, so say, by visiting the Oxford Players' own website, or you can go to Ticketsource or the Barn Theatre. And you can find those details by just literally Googling them and you'll get tickets. But they are becoming limited, as I have already been told.
Yes.
But they will come at the bargain cost of 13 quid.
Yep, absolutely.
We love that idea. May you rub the old Aladdin's lamp successfully over the course of it. And if I can squeeze a ticket out of... the box office, I'll come up and have a look. But for now, well, it's been good to chat, good to catch up, and great success. I wish you great success with everything that's on this year. For now, Phil Fry, thank you.
Thanks very much, Danny.